miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in a new episode of our program The Miraculous Events of the Sahaba, the Karamat of Sahaba. And as it's obvious from the name of the program, that in this program of ours, we discuss about the Karamat that were manifested by the Honorable Companions, Ali Muridwan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we look into the rank and excellence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. We look at the great powers that Allah Almighty has given them, even after their passing, even after their martyrdom, in order to enlighten our hearts further with their love, with their eminence. Today, dear viewers, inshallah, we'll talk about multiple Sahaba and we will cover some of the miraculous events that were manifested by them. We'll also try to cover who those Sahaba were and a little bit, very short, brief biography about them as well, who they were, a small introduction about them, and then we'll talk about a few or one miracle of them, saintly miracle of their days, and then we will inshallah move on to the next companion. But before we do that, let's first of all listen to the virtues, the excellences of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In many hadith dear views, the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that he who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. He who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon him. And he who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty inscribes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell, and on the day of judgment will be kept among martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the karamat of Sahaba, the miraculous events that were manifested by the Honorable Companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in our today's episode, we will start our discussion with talking about very, very prominent, very elite companion, Sayyidina Amr bin al-Hamiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Amr bin al-Hamiq radiyallahu an, he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara with his tribe, Banu Khaza'a, after the truce of Hudaybiyah. After Sulh Hudaybiyah, he radiyallahu an migrated to Medina with his tribe Banu Khuza'a, and he radiyallahu ta'ala an used to memorize the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thereafter, he radiyallahu an migrated to Kufa and then to Egypt, and he stayed in Egypt. And he radiyallahu an also stayed for a few days in Sham. However, the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Amr bin al-Hamiq radiyallahu anhu is in Mosul. And he radiyallahu anhu stayed an ally of the fourth caliph of Islam, the Lion of Allah, Mawla Mushki Kushar Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, especially during the battles of Jamal, Siffin and Harwan. He radiyallahu anhu was at the side of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And Sayyidina Amr bin al-Hamiq radiyallahu anhu embraced martyrdom, passed away in 50 Hijri. So this is very brief introduction to Amr bin al-Hamiq radiyallahu anhu, and let's now listen to one of the saintly miracles that he was blessed with. Now dear viewers, it is stated that once he radiyallahu anhu presented some milk in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now after the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam drank the milk, he alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the lasting of youth of Sayyidina Amr bin al-Hamiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And by the virtue of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the saintly miracle, one of the saintly miracles that he was bestowed with, was that despite reaching the age of 80, not even a single hair of his head had turned white. The Prophet ﷺ had made dua for the lasting of his youth. So even after reaching the age of 80, not even a single hair of his head had turned white. So this is one of the saintly miracles that were bestowed upon Sayyidina Amr bin al-Hamiq radiallahu anhu, very prominent companion, someone who was greatly loyal, devotedly loyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and also to Mawla Ali al-Mutazakar ramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who spent his life serving Islam, and eventually he radiallahu anhu passed away in 50 Hijri. So this is one of the saintly miracles that was bestowed upon him, where his hair remained black, did not turn white even in an old age. Now moving forward, dear viewers, another very prominent, very elite companion, Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, let's talk about him. Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who is he? He was a very prominent figure of the Aus tribe of the Ansar. And he radiallahu ta'ala was very, very brave, very devoted companion. He radiallahu ta'ala fought very bravely in the Battle of Badr. And who he radiallahu anhu exactly is? He is the maternal grandfather of Sayyidina Asim bin Umar radiallahu anhu, who is the son of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu is the maternal grandfather of the son of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And dear viewers, as we mentioned earlier, that he radiallahu anhu fought very bravely in the Battle of Badr. Now, he also killed many, many prominent and many brave warriors and leaders of the Quraysh during the Battle of Badr. However, he radiallahu ta'ala embraced martyrdom along with his six companions in 4 Hijri during the Ghazwa of Raji. During Ghazwa of Raji, he radiallahu ta'ala was martyred along with his six companions. However, as we mentioned, that he radiallahu ta'ala was very brave and fought very bravely during the Battle of Badr, and he killed many warriors and many prominent leaders of Quraysh during the Battle of Badr. Now, the saintly miracle that we will discuss is also related to this. That's why I brought this incident into discussion. Now, what had happened was that when the Kuffar, the disbelievers of Quraysh, came to know about Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu's bravery and how he had killed their prominent leaders and their prominent warriors, and they wanted one way or the other to ensure that he radiallahu anhu has been martyred, and they wanted to get the blessed head of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu in their custody. So when the disbelievers of Quraysh came to know about the martyrdom of Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu during Ghazwat al-Rajiyah, now what they did was that they sent an envoy, a few people, to Raji, and they instructed them to bring some part of the body, for example head etc., of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, with which they could identify that he actually has been martyred. Now that group of people, they reached the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu in Raji. However, what they witnessed over there was that hundreds of thousands of honeybees had surrounded the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and they surrounded the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala in a way that no one could go through the honeybees to reach the blessed body. Now, seeing this, the disbelievers, they had realized that it is impossible to cross the honeybees, the hundreds of thousands of honeybees surrounding the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. In other words, they were guarding the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. And when the disbelievers of Mecca, they were certain that there is no way that they can get closer to the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, they lost all hope. And despite being very close to the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, the purpose for which they traveled all the way from Mecca to Rajiyah, now seeing this, they returned without being able to successfully execute the plan for which they had come. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the blessed body of Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala from the disbelievers, from them insulting and being disrespectful towards the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and they could not bring any body part of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu with them to Makkah. They could not disrespect the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. And so this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guarded the body of the beloved companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. And there's another narration which also mentions how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. So it is stated that there was one disbelieving woman of Makkah whose name was Salafa bint Sa'd. And Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala had killed both of her sons in the Battle of Uhud. So she had sworn an oath to take revenge from Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and she had sworn this oath that whoever brings me the head of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, I would, ma'azallah, drink alcohol in the skull, in the head of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. So this is the oath that she had sworn. So what she now does is that she sends a few people in search of the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and she enticed them to do this out of the greed of a lot of wealth, a lot of money. So she says to them that if you bring me the head of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, I will give you a lot of wealth, a lot of money. Now out of this greed, now some people, they reached Rajir. But when they saw that the honeybees have surrounded the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, they became astonished and they couldn't believe this. The sight that they saw, they could not believe it, that how the body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was being guarded by these honeybees. However, because they'd gone there out of the greed of wealth, they waited there for a while to see if the honeybees could move away, and so they could then, ma'adallah, cut the head and take it to that very woman. However, in the midst of this, whilst they were waiting, what now happens is that it rained quite heavily, and there was a flow of water that came from the side of the mountains and came in this very field, in the field where the blessed body was lying, and these disbelievers, they were waiting on the other side of the ring of the honeybees. Now, very big flow of water from the side of the mountains, it entered this very field, and now out of the fear of being drowned and flown away by the flow of water, these disbelievers, they ran away, and that flow of water took the blessed body of Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala with it in the sea. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala from being disrespected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first saved the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala through the honeybees. And then when these disbelievers were waiting for the honeybees to move aside so they could execute their wild plan, in the meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rain down in such heavy flow of water from the side of the mountains that these disbelievers had to run away to save their own life. And that flow of water took the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu with it and took it into the ocean. Subhanallah. This is the rank and the sanctity of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another narration, it is stated, dear viewers, that the day Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, the same day he pledged, he made this promise that I will neither touch the body of any disbeliever after today, and nor will I let any disbeliever touch my body. And Allahu Akbar, this promise was fulfilled throughout his life. But look at his greatness, his majesty, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with, that after his martyrdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still kept his promise, and even after his martyrdom, no disbeliever could touch his blessed body. First, it was the honeybees that guarded his body, and then it was the flow of water through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarded the blessed body of Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. And so, dear viewers, through these accounts, we come to know about the greatness and the sanctity, the magnificence of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how Allah Almighty saves them, protects them, even during their lives and even after their lives. And the great narration of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala shows us that he radiallahu ta'ala was saved from the mischief of the disbelievers. Now Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala fought bravely in the battlefield, and he radiallahu ta'ala killed many disbelievers, many brave disbelievers, many of their so-called brave individuals, their leaders. And during the Battle of Uhud, Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala killed the sons of Salafa bin Sa'd. And when she intended to disrespect the blessed body of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala by the means of breeding certain individuals, Allahu Akbar, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved and guarded the body of Sayyidina Asim bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala is something for us to ponder upon, the fact that the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are indeed beyond this world. The rank that they possess and the greatness that they possess is beyond our imagination, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards them, the means of unseen that are open upon them, this is something that leaves us totally astonished. Now dear viewers, let's move on to discuss about Sayyidina Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu ta'ala, another very prominent companion, very brave, loyal and devoted companion. He radiallahu anhu was from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he was a very prominent figure of the Quraysh, and he embraced Islam in the very early days of Islam. He then also migrated. He was very, very graceful, very brave and very loyal companion. In 2 Hijri, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent him to a place called Rabigh to perform jihad along with 60 or 80 muhajireen. Also dear viewers, during the Battle of Badr, his courage, his determination was such that he was severely wounded, and he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and presented his plea that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, have I been deprived of martyrdom? Allahu Akbar, dear viewers, look at the courage, the bravery, the mindset of the Sahaba, that Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu anhu is severely wounded, and he's in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and presenting a plea that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, have I been deprived of martyrdom? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replies to him that, no, you have attained martyrdom. Then in the same state, when they were proceeding in with the same wounds, Sayyidina Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu anhu passed away at a place called Safra. The saintly miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him was that with his blessings, the field in which he was buried, there would remain fragrant all the time. Great fragrance would keep emanating in that ground, in that field, all the time. So it is narrated that a while after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, along with his companions Ali Muridwan, they stopped at a place called Safara, the same place where Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu anhu was was buried, where he embraced martyrdom and he was buried. Now the honorable companions Ali Muridwan, they were astonished, and in the state of astonishment they asked in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, how come and where from such strong fragrance is emanating in this desert? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, why are you being shocked? Why are you astonished on the fact regarding where this fragrance is emanating in this desert, despite the fact that Abu Muawiyah, meaning Ubaidah radiallahu anhu's grave, is present in this very field? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to his companions Ali Muridwan that, why would you be astonished when the grave of Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu anhu is in this very field, meaning this great scent, this great fragrance is emanating from the grave of Sayyidina Ubaidah bin al-Harith radiallahu ta'ala that has made the entire field fragrant. So dear viewers, this also shows us that the individual whose grave is such fragrant after their martyrdom. What bestowments and what rewards and what bounties, what blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have blessed them with. And this is their rank, this is their status, this is their honor which they are blessed with, and primarily because of how they spend their lives. Primarily how they were devoted for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they were devoted towards the cause, towards the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how they sacrificed everything of theirs for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, these saintly miracles that we've covered, that fragrance would emanate from their graves after their passing, that how Allah Almighty would preserve their bodies from being disrespected by the disbelievers, and in the first account, Amr bin al-Hamiq radiallahu anhu, how he radiallahu anhu still wouldn't have a single white hair despite reaching the age of 80 because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This shows us, dear viewers, that the Sahaba were not ordinary people. They were indeed the greatest among the mankind. They were greatest of the awliya. After the Sahaba are the prophets, but the Sahaba are the greatest of the awliya of this ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with so many saintly miracles which are beyond our imagination. But the greatest of the honors, the greatest of the excellence which they possess is their proximity, is their nearness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and how they spend their time with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, how they attained the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is such an honor, dear viewers. It is above all honors. This is above all saintly miracles or whatever you can be given with, as this status cannot be obtained by anyone until the Day of Judgment. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam possess the greatest of the ranks. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrines of the honorable companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiyallahu.